Section 1. The Amazing Arthropods. This section of the insect zoo is about 14 feet across, with two side walls angling in to meet a center wall parallel to the hallway. On the left wall, inset circles of various sizes containing preserved arthropods or written facts cluster around the introduction text like bubbles and continue across to the top of the center wall above a labeled grasshopper diagram and an interactive display. The right wall has five display cases that extend out slightly, each with an enclosure containing an example of the different major classes of arthropods. This section introduces the insect zoo. Think of lobsters, spiders, beetles, centipedes, and millipedes. They all look different, but their bodies are built the same way, with segments that are fused together. They all belong to the same group of animals, arthropods. Over millions of years, arthropods have managed to flourish everywhere from icy oceans to tropical rainforests, hot deserts, to freshwater ponds. For nearly 475 million years, arthropods have evolved into different groups known as classes. On the right side wall, five tall display cases stand next to each other and extend forward a few inches. Each features a different class, with a live arthropod enclosure and a list of characteristics, including the number of body segments, antennae, and legs. The species in each enclosure may change, but will be from the same class. From left to right, the displays feature Class Diplopoda, millipedes with a worm-like cylindrical body and many segments, one pair of antennae and many legs, two pairs on most segments. Class Crustacea, including sowbugs, crabs, and barnacles, with two body regions, a front cephalothorax, fused head and thorax, and an abdomen, two pairs of antennae, and five or more pairs of legs. Class Insecta, insects with three body regions, head, thorax, and abdomen, one pair of antennae, usually one to two pairs of wings, sometimes none, and three pairs of legs. Class Chylopoda, centipedes with a worm-like flattened body with many segments, one pair of antennae, and many legs, one pair on most body segments. Class Arachnida, including spiders and scorpions with either a single body segment or both a cephalothorax and an abdomen, no antennae, and four pairs of legs. The center wall on the left side has a diagram of a grasshopper, its body segments separated like a cut-apart illustration. The top of the diagram starts around 5 feet off the ground and is faintly tactile, so you may be able to feel it. It is slightly raised and has a tackier texture than the rest of the wall. The labeled body parts are exoskeleton, the arthropod's shell-like skeleton found on the outside of the body, moved by internal muscles. Antennae, the primary sense organs used to touch, smell, and feel vibrations. Head, the front segment, with the antennae, eyes, mouth, and brain, a bundle of nerve cells. Thorax, the middle segment that powers the arthropod with all the leg and wing muscles. Abdomen, the last segment with reproductive and digestive organs, oxygen-supplying spiracles, and some sensory organs. To the right of the diagram is an interactive display about bilateral symmetry. Two short inset windows are set at about 3 feet off the floor. Below are raised arrows pointing right over knobs. The windows show the left half of an illustrated insect, a butterfly on the left and a beetle on the right, with their heads at the top and abdomens pointing down. Moving the knob to the right swings a mirror to meet the edge of the illustration, making the image look complete with matching left and right sides. In the left wall, inset circles have lights that flicker on and off to illuminate the specimens inside, which include a large yellow moth with a furry body the size and shape of an adult's thumb, about 45 millimeters tall, with two pairs of wings that extend out, spanning 13 centimeters across and 15 centimeters tall from top to bottom. A brown millipede, its 1.5 centimeter wide body curled into a spiral 6.5 centimeters across. A shiny green beetle, its body just over 3 centimeters long, with frog-like back legs almost as long as the rest of its body. The next section is directly across the hall, along a single wall. Turn to face the opposite direction and walk across about 10 feet.